UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is asking the Security Council to authorize a 15,000-strong peacekeeping force for Liberia, hoping to end a decade and a half of war there. The UN would gradually take over from a West African regional group beginning October 1st. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
With roving bands of militia still terrorizing Liberians in the countryside, UN Special Envoy Jacques Klein made an impassioned appeal to the Security Council to quickly approve a UN force. He said the international community owes it to Liberians to give the UN the resources and mandate it needs to restore stability.
They have lived in a hellish limbo, suffering at the whim of warlords and despots, exploited by a criminal kleptocracy without help or relief in sight. Their lives and their country are held hostage by armed drug thugs who destroy the state and engulf the region in chaos.
Klein outlined an ambitious plan by the UN to disarm and disband militias, find jobs for former combatants, and pay civil servants. This in a country that Klein himself describes as a failed state, with devastated health care and educational systems, and a treasury that was emptied by former President Charles Taylor.
Progress can be made, but it will be expensive, arduous, and at times frustrating. We cannot be timid and handicap ourselves from the outset of this enterprise, as we did in Sierra Leone.
Unlike in Sierra Leone, where the UN began with a small number of troops, the Secretary General is asking for a large force and what's known as a Chapter 7 mandate, authorizing UN troops to use force to carry out their mission, not just in self-defense. A military advisor to the UN's Department of Peacekeeping Operations, Major General Patrick Comart, says peacekeeping missions have changed in recent years. UN forces no longer simply look through their binoculars and monitor conflicts.
Now we talk about operations in Africa and another part of the world where you have armed groups, rebels, who sign an agreement on Monday and break it on Tuesday. That requires a new attitude and a new way of operating in the business of peacekeeping.
A UN force in Liberia will initially be made up mainly of West African troops already in Monrovia. UN officials say Pakistan, Ethiopia, Bangladesh, and Namibia have indicated they're willing to join once the UN takes over. But the whole changeover could take months, and UN officials understand countries are also under pressure to send peacekeepers to Iraq. Jacques Klein fears an upsurge in violence as the international community debates the UN mission to Liberia. Already, UN humanitarian coordinator Ross Mountain says aid workers are having a tough time reaching Liberians outside the capital in areas controlled by rival militias.
It's got so bad, in fact, in a number of cases, that the internally displaced groups have been saying, please do not bring food to us at this stage, not now, because if you do, we will be attacked by the militia and physically harmed.
The Bush administration is working on a Security Council resolution to back Kofi Annan's call for a tough mandate for a UN force, but Washington is not expected to send troops. Rather, it's likely to provide further logistical support, as it did for the West African peacekeepers currently in Monrovia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.